John chapter 10, 21 to 26. Others said, "These are not the words of one who is demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" At that time, the Feast of the Dedication occurred in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus was walking the temple in the portico of Solomon. The Jews therefore surrounded him and said to him, "How long will you hold your soul in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works which I do in my Father's name, these testify concerning me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep."
John 10:21 helps us to realize that chapter 10 is a continuation of chapter 9. For the question is asked, "Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Nevertheless, each chapter covers a different point. In these two chapters, two major aspects of the Lord's being are revealed: the Lord's giving sight to the blind, and the Lord's shepherding of the believers outside of religion. If you follow the Lord as your shepherd, it will stir up a storm that will force you out of the fold. You do not need to strive or to exercise any effort to follow the Lord Jesus out of the fold. For as long as you follow Him, the old religion will force you to get out. They will cast you out. The more you follow this living Jesus, the more religion will force you out. Religion cannot put up with Jesus, and Jesus will never remain in religion. These two are absolutely different, and there is no possibility of reconciling them. Jesus is life, and religion is something other than life. The living Jesus simply cannot tolerate religion. Praise the Lord that we are all out of religion and are feeding on the green pasture. The pasture certainly is not in the fold. It is outside of the fold. If you are going to enjoy the pasture, you must come out of the fold. Once you come out of the fold, you will find yourself in the pasture. Hallelujah!